Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Psychic Tapestry. Wow, I almost forgot. Has it been that long? It hasn't been that long.
No.
I'm Ken Kessler and she's Toni DeMeo. Hi, Toni.
Hi, Ken, and good evening, everyone. And happy holidays.
Yeah, definitely. It is Tuesday, December 12th, 12:12, and we are live. And the phones are open, 347-838-9903 is our number. A couple other ways you can connect. If you are listening on your desktop computer through Blog Talk Radio, you can scroll down and pop in the chat room. I just opened that up. You can join us there. You can connect through social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry or at Psychic Tapestry on X, formerly known as Twitter, or there's no or. That's really it. But the phone is really the best because you may have follow-up questions for us. We may have them for you, and the back and forth of the conversation is easier on the phone than it is through the chat room or through social media. But you could be working or you could be doing something that makes it difficult to call in, or maybe you just don't want to for a variety of reasons, whatever the case may be. That's why those other options are available to you. And we're actually going to get to your calls. I'm going to try really hard to get sooner to try and get to more calls tonight. But I want to share this little story with you. And Toni, pretend like you hadn't heard it, even though I just told it to you.
Oh, okay. It's a good one.
But it's a little reverse manifestation. I was in our local grocery store a week or two ago, and there was no line, so I got some Mega Millions tickets, and I put the thing in my pocket, and I went and I got a prescription, and I was walking around picking up a couple things, and I noticed that little slip of paper with the Mega Millions stuff on it was gone. It wasn't in my pocket, and it must have just slid out. And I retraced my steps. I went back to the counter to see if anybody had turned it in. Of course, nobody had turned it in. And I was just beside myself. And I reached out and I said, I know this is unusual, but all of my angels and guides and ancestors and archangels and ascended masters, please help me and make sure that nobody wins from this store, because I don't know how I would have dealt with that. I was just, and I'm sorry if that makes me sound like a bad, but I just can't imagine if I woke up the next day and saw, oh, the $350 million winning ticket was sold at my local grocery store.
Oh, my God.
From someone who bought it around the same time that I got mine. Oh. And I just, I would have, I don't know. I don't know how I would have. But interestingly enough, the next morning I looked at our local paper online, and it said that, curiously, no one in the state of Florida won in the Mega Millions last night. Nobody won the big prize. Nobody won the second prize. Nobody won the third. Nobody won anything substantial. It was all down to, you know, if you get the Powerball, you get like $10 or something like that. Those were the only winners from Florida. And that rarely happens. There's usually somebody that has won something big. Maybe it's not millions, maybe it's five figures, but it was that nobody had won. And I thought, wow,
power.
Why can't I do that the other way? But
and I say you probably can.
I don't know. I don't know. After that happened, I'm kind of scared to go buy another ticket. If you don't ever play the lottery, you probably don't get it. And I know this sounds silly, and I know the odds of winning are so infinitesimal that they're almost exactly the same whether you buy a ticket or you don't. That's how tiny those are. So I understand that. I just get the ticket because it's fun to dream about what I might do and who I might help and that kind of thing. But I got to tell you, I when I discovered it was gone, I felt sick. I thought, I don't know what I will do the next day if I find out that somebody from my somebody won and they got the ticket at my local store and they bought it on the same day and roughly the same time. And I would just, I don't know. Yeah. And I'm sorry if it makes me sound bad that I tried to put a curse on everybody in Florida so that nobody would win anything. If Ken can't win, no one can win. It's not really... That wasn't really my intention, but
that would have been too unfair if somebody found your ticket and won on it. That would have been. Can you imagine? The knowledge
did,
is like 130 million.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
I did think after the initial shock wore off, and really it was like I don't know what did I spend? Maybe $10 on tickets at most. And so, it was not a big deal. And I was thinking later, okay, universe, if somebody did find it and they win, make it be somebody who really needs it. And I don't, honestly, I don't know anybody who'd be shopping themselves at a grocery store in the afternoon who couldn't use a few million dollars. So, but I was trying to make peace with the possibility that maybe I lost it for a reason. I don't know what the reason could have been, but maybe, but I was trying so hard to put a good spin on it, but I got to tell you, I felt so strongly when I was calling on anybody I could think of to call on to please don't let anybody win. I don't know how I could go on. Please.
No. That would be too big. It would be too much of a shock, I think.
I just don't know. Yeah. But I just and all of this could be a coincidence. I don't play regularly. This was really a fluke. That I was there in the afternoon, that the store was not crowded, that there was nobody in line at the lottery counter. It was all just a fluke. And, of course, I looked at it as like, well, there's nobody in line. It must be a sign for me. And then the ticket was gone, and I was like, oh, it was not a sign for me. Oh, well. But, that feeling.
I think
you
need to get another ticket. I have an intuition.
I don't know.
You need to buy another ticket. Yes, you do.
If I get another ticket, I'm going to get another ticket, and I'm going to leave the store and go put it somewhere safe. But I'm not ready. And I don't, I hardly ever play or pay attention to it. So I have no idea how often no one in the state of Florida wins. I don't know if that's something that happens with any regularity or if it, every couple of weeks that happens or every couple of months.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't want to make it into a bigger deal. I just thought it was very interesting that I had such a strong visceral reaction to that and threw that energy out there and that's what happens. And I'd really like to be able to figure out how to flip that around for good and actually hang on to the ticket and have it win. That would be pretty cool. But I don't know. I don't know. But anyhow, I thought that was sort of reverse manifesting. I wasn't manifesting something for myself. I was trying to keep anybody else from manifesting. So my apologies if you were in Florida a couple weeks ago and you bought a Mega Millions ticket and you did not win anything. I'm sorry about that.
It's your fault.
It's my fault. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, that's just a little hopefully amusing story that I wanted to share. And
I love it.
And that's really it. I want to see how if we can get to a whole bunch of calls tonight.
Oh, okay.
Because I know a lot of times we get to talking and and we're only able to get a few calls on, and I'd like to try and do more of that. So I told my little story, and now Tony's going to explain herself, and we'll get to your calls. So, Tony, tell everybody who you are and why you're here and what you're going to do.
Okay. My name is Tony DiMeo. I am a born psychic, and I've been doing this for a long, 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 long time. And let's see, what else do you need to know? I'm also a Reiki master, and I'm an author of metaphysical fiction and a life coach. And for our purposes, I'm going to be doing my specialty tonight, which is to connect with your spirit guides through my spirit guides. And that's how I deliver my messages. I am blessed with the ability to really have long conversations with my guide at will, and connect instantaneously, really, with most all of them that are on the team. But the main one, Ebon, is the one that I read with and write with. So he's able to go anywhere in the world in a matter of an instant and confer with your guides and come back with some answers. So that's what I'm going to do for you tonight. And also, I use different cards. And tonight, I think primarily I'm going to be using the Archangel Power Oracle Tarot deck by Radley Valentine, just as an aside. And then if anyone wants a romance reading, I do have other decks. So I'm ready.
Okay.
And now I'm going to give it back to Ken. Yes.
Okay. And Ken will take it.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm Ken Kessler, and I fly the plane here and push the buttons. And I am also a psychic medium and a music intuitive. I get most of my information from music or from those in spirit or angels that are connected to music. And really most angels are, because they just love it. Mm-hmm. But for our purposes tonight, I have a whole bunch of playlists I call Psychic Jukeboxes. And tonight I'm using Psychic Jukebox number 1. And it has 5,930 songs on it. And I started it randomly shuffling before this episode began, and invited my angels and guides and your angels and guides to give me the song that is for you. That's the message for you. And when we take your call, I'll take a look at what's playing, and I'll let you know what the song and artists are and what I think it means for you. And that's all well and good, but there could be more to it than that. You could have an immediate reaction. Something just kind of hits you when you hear the title of the song or the artist, and it's not what I'm saying. And that's valid. Sometimes that's how it works. Spirit and angels like to use what's in our heads as the readers to give you what you need to know. And sometimes it's as simple as triggering it with a song title. For example, when I started off tonight, Toys in the Attic by Aerosmith was the first song. You may not know that if you're not an Aerosmith fan or a classic rock fan, but that was the name of an album in the early 70s. It got a lot. I don't think it was a single, but it got a lot of play on rock radio. And if you think about it, Toys in the Attic, obviously this is something that used to bring you joy that you have put away for whatever reason. Maybe you think you've outgrown it. Maybe you have. But it's about the nostalgia of finding those things again and allowing yourself to experience that again. So that's very quick in a nutshell, because I want to stop talking and let you guys talk. So, but that that sort of gives you an idea. And there will be more to it when you call, because it will be for you. And it won't be just a generic thing like that. So there you have it. And with all of that said, and it was a lot, whew, thanks for your patience while we got through all that. We're going to start taking some phone calls. 347-838-9903 is the number. And let's go. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Val.
Hi, Val. Where are you calling from?
Hi, New York State.
And how can we help you tonight?
Well, I have a question. There's someone from my past that I am wondering if we will reconnect. And I'll let you go with it from there.
Okay, great. So, this is Tony,
thank you
for calling, honey. Hi. Could I have your birthday, just the month and the day? I don't need the year.
Sure, it's 10/12.
10/12, oh, good. Mm-hmm. Libra, great sign. And the first name of this gentleman or first initial?
J.
And his month and day?
8/3.
Of birth.
8/3?
8/3. Oh, Leo man. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, the first name or the initial and the birthday unlocks things for my guide.
Okay.
So that's why I asked. And we're going to look here and see. Was he the first love?
Was he what?
Was he your first love?
No.
No, okay. Well, the reason I asked is that the first card that I pulled in the Angel Romance deck that I'm using is called Romantic Feelings, and it's saying that you both had equal intensity of feelings for each other. They were very real, very worth exploring, and you were very well matched. So I could see how you would be very happy if he came back. I mean, definitely. Have you looked for him on Facebook? That's a good place to reconnect with old friends.
Well, let's say it's pretty hostile for quite a while.
Oh, okay. So it was hostile for a while. Well, you know, you could still go back and see now.
I've reached out a couple times.
Oh, you have? I don't think he's hostile now, though. I feel like something has shifted. Yes, it says here, stay optimistic, that positive thinking and faith will bring you the romance that you're looking for. So I do think things have turned around a bit. And they're saying that he has changed and evolved, actually, and grown.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
When I saw him over the summer, he was still pretty hostile.
He was still mad at you?
We had both. I tried to talk to him, and he wanted no parts.
Aw. Well, you really made an impression on him, didn't you, Val? That's amazing.
Well, oh, I've known him 20-something years.
Yes, you've known each other longer than that, according to the cards. This is a past life connection, so you're from the same soul family. And I'm sure his higher self is not still angry at you. Maybe that's what I'm picking up, his higher self. But I feel love there. I still do. And it says, great love is worth taking all the steps you're guided to take. But the ball is definitely in his court, and I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't hear from him at some point. So don't give up. I would not be surprised. See, there's too much feeling there. That's a lot of passion. Even to stay angry that long is a lot of passion. That means he still cares on some level, I mean a deep level. Or he wouldn't care. He'd just laugh it off if it was way in the past. So there's still something there. Now I'm going to give you to Ken for your musical messages, and don't give up hope. And love is there for you anyway. If you decide you want to open to new love, the angels are saying that they will bring you a different and a new soulmate. But you have to consciously say a prayer and tell your angels you're ready.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too, sweetie. And stay on for Ken's messages.
I will.
Thank you.
Okay. And here's Ken. Ta-da. Hi.
Hi, Ken.
Hi. The song that was playing when we picked up your call was Tomorrow by the Foundations. Does that ring any bells? It's okay. I don't think it was a hit.
I'm trying to think of the song. I'm usually very good with music from all, you know, from most genres and from very old to recent. Maybe not so recent. I don't like too much of today's music, but Toys in the Attic was more my thing. Tomorrow. Do you know how it goes or no?
I do, but I'm a terrible singer, so I'm not gonna, but I can tell you some of the lyrics.
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
Okay. The main part of the lyrics, and it's part of the hook, the chorus, where's the fun in going slow tonight, save me from tomorrow?
Ooh.
And I feel like it's time for you to let yourself have some fun. And if this guy's not ready yet, you don't need to sit at home by the phone waiting. I'm not saying write him off.
Right.
You should still let yourself have a good time. You know, Mr. Right and Mr. Right Now don't have to be the same person. So
very true.
You could live your life and have some fun, and that's one of the most attractive things about people in general when they're having fun, when they're doing something they like. So, you know, go out with some friends. I don't want to pick an activity for you because I don't want you to feel like I'm telling you what to do. But, you know, go have some fun. Even if it's just, going to Fridays for appetizers. If you still have a Fridays in your area. I'm not sure if they're still around.
I think we have one.
But, you know, but that kind of thing. You know, just to go out and have some fun with some friends, to do something that you like to do, even if it's just hanging out and talking and laughing. And, you know, if karaoke is your thing, that's a great evening.
Yeah.
To go out and especially if you can get a couple friends to go with you and you can embarrass each other and have a great time and just get up there and belt it out and it feels so good and enjoy yourself. And you won't be sorry about that. Tonight saved me from tomorrow. So, you know, have some fun tonight instead of just waiting for a tomorrow that may or may not show up. And
right.
And just, but put that energy out there that, you know, you're ready to live your life and have some fun and have a good time. And when he's ready, maybe he'll pick up on that. Maybe he'll at least open communication and you guys can talk. And that's a start.
Okay. It is, definitely. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you both. God bless and Merry Christmas to you both. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you too. Thanks for calling us.
Thank you. Yep. Bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. 347-838-9903 is our number. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Where are you calling from?
Florida.
And how can we help you tonight? Sorry about the lottery the other week, by the way.
Oh, no, that was really fun. That was just really funny. I got tickled listening to it. But anyway, I was just wanting a mini reading from what you see to come in this next new year.
Oh, I like hay. Oh, wow. First card out of the box here is the Four of Gabriel. And this is all about the celebration to come. The angels have recognized you as a hard worker all of your life. They're saying you are entitled to rest and relaxation. You have come to a very successful completion of a period of your life, like a phase of life, and now you can feel a sense of great pride and happiness, releasing yourself from situations that feel, or just go ahead and release yourself from any situations that feel burdensome or that don't make you happy, because this is your time of life, is what the angels are saying. Expand your social life, and you deserve to have more fun, just like Val. Important events such as an engagement, a marriage, or moving in together as a couple are likely during this time. It's a time of stability and peacefulness. And the additional meanings of the card are freedom from responsibility, the joy of life is yours, and I don't know if you're working, do you still work at a job?
No, I'm disabled. And
okay, honey, you're home. All right. Well,
yeah.
I think that abundance is still coming from some source, which is really good. And I'm going to give you another card, New Beginnings. You are being called upon to renew your dedication to your life purpose. Each day of your life has led you to this moment. Time to review your personal history and make changes that will take you in a little different direction, but that will align with who you are at heart. And the archangels can help you evaluate the past without harsh judgments. Take up your new destination or your new goal with joy and confidence. And it says, situations where decisions must be made will work out in your favor. Okay? So this
mm-hmm.
is good. Also, if you're expecting any legal settlements, they will have favorable outcomes. It will be also lucrative for you. And this can also be about starting a new phase of life, having clarity, and unlimited opportunities coming your way for increased happy life. Okay? That was a great one. I like that one. And now I'm going to give you to Ken for your musical messages, and thank you for calling the show.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey.
The song that was playing when we picked up your call was Don't Back Down by the Beach Boys. Do you know that one?
My mom loves the Beach Boys, who has Alzheimer's. So I'm kind of worried about her health and stuff and how much longer she's going to make it, because she's in her last stages and she doesn't know anybody. She's just laying in the bed and, you know, I just don't understand it. It's horrible.
It is.
Oh, that's tough. And I'm sending you lots of love and light. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played the Beach Boys for her?
I actually bought the CDs and two of them.
It.
And I haven't played it in a while, but I bought the CDs for her, but I don't even think they play it for her anymore.
Well, tell them to. That's
yeah.
a very good way to get through to the Alzheimer's patients. I
yeah,
know
music
a
is
caregiver
magic.
Who uses that. Yeah. Music is amazing. So
yeah,
yes. She loves the Beach Boys.
Well, since you shared that, it takes it in a completely different direction, because I definitely think
mm-hmm.
that you should get some Beach Boys music to her,
mm-hmm.
just for the comfort for both of you, really. But the song "Don't Back Down." It was a surfing song. It was Don't Back Down from that wave, but probably not going surfing anytime soon. but Don't Back Down is it's just kind of obvious. You were talking about things, the outlook for the new year, and this is a year to believe in yourself and to stand up for yourself. And it doesn't mean everything you say and think and do is the perfect right thing, but believe in yourself and stand up for what you think is right. And this is going to be a year that you're really going to want to do that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it
mm-hmm.
does. A lot of sense.
Okay, good.
There's just... Yeah, there's a lot going on with my mom in the nursing home, and my brother's trying to say it's all his property, and, you know, and I don't know whose it is, to be honest, because I told Medicaid that, you know, it was all my brother's. Well, come to find out, a piece of property's in my mom's name, so that's got me nervous. I got to go find legal aid now, you know, and then my sister's homeless, and my brother won't let her live there, you know, and then it just crazy
stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I am sending you lots of love and light, and and my best thoughts.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Thank you for calling us tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Michelle.
Bye bye.
347-838-9903 is the number. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, yes, sir. My name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
And how can we help you tonight?
Yes, sir. Thank you all for taking my call. I'm going through some struggles. I'm on dialysis. I'm going through some struggles with some of the people there at dialysis. I had to file a formal complaint with them. I have filed almost 15 complaints. So now the CEO of the company, both of them, going to meet with me, with the doctors and everybody in the room, and I'm going in the room by myself. But I just want to know, that's on Friday at 1:30. I just want to know how this meeting is going to go. Because the nurse really treated me wrong. I like to lost my life.
Well, things are going your way, Melvin. I can assure you of that. The card that I have for you is Change Your Life. It is time for you to act and to change your life. This card represents a need to leave behind any old belief systems or ways of doing things that have become stale and out of date. When this card presents, the universe is telling you that you cannot procrastinate on making any changes that you know in your heart you need to make. Suddenly, everything is crystal clear as to what your next step must be. Change is inevitable if you're to grow and evolve. Embrace this new direction in your life as liberating and exciting. You needn't go through this transformation alone. The archangels will help you find a new path and meaning in your life that you long for. A sudden revelation has offered information that led to this change. And it says there's been an awakening. So I would say that this is going in your favor 100%. Okay?
Well,
and that
yes,
your life
ma'am.
Is about to change.
Well,
all right,
yes.
Melvin? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Is there any way that I can get a private reading from you, ma'am? Could you save my phone number, please? Because I don't see it.
With you, you can go through the website to reach me, Melvin.
I always
says it at the end.
What is it now?
Ken?
If you go to psychictapestry.com and you click on our teachers and healers, you'll see the information about getting a private reading from Tony there.
Teachers and healers. Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr.
I'll look
yes,
forward
ma'am.
To that, Melvin. I'll look forward to that. And I'm going to
okay.
give you to Ken right now for your musical message. And I'm so glad you called in, and I'm excited for you.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Melvin.
Hi.
The song that was playing when we picked up your call was Come Dancing by the Kinks. And this is a song about do you know the song?
I mean, it's like, I know a song, but it's a religious song about Take Me to the King. I don't have much to bring. But, it's a lady saying that. When you say king, that's the only thing that resonated with me.
This was actually an English band called The Kinks, K-I-N-K-S.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's a song about being nostalgic for something that used to be, and taking your time to remember it. It's, you know, a lot of times we can get bogged down in nostalgia and think that things were always so much better back in the old days. But our memories color the past so that we only remember the good stuff and we don't remember how good we have it now. So mm-hmm. I like to tell people that the past is a nice place to visit, but you don't want to live there. So enjoy the nostalgia as memories come back to you, as you think about things that of the way things that used to be, but don't let it bog you down so that you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. That's true.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling, and we will be thinking good thoughts for you for Friday.
Okay. Definitely. I believe everything will. I just need to hear that from her.
I'm so glad, Nolan.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I really needed that.
We'll be praying for you.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
All right. Good. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. 347-838-9903, our number. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name? Hi, if you're calling from area code 919, this is you. Maybe it's not you. Okay. If you're calling from area code 919 and you're talking to me, we're not hearing you. So I'm going to go ahead and hang up. And if you call back, I'll keep an eye out for your number. And we'll try and make sure that you get on. 347-838-9903 is the number. And all of the calls just went away as I said that. So if you were trying to call, and this happens from time to time, and it may or may not be Blog Talk Radio's fault, but if you were trying to call us, call back now. 347-838-9903 is the number, and I'm sorry if we hung up on you. That was not – it wasn't my intention. It wasn't even something I was trying to do. 347-838-9903, and while we're waiting for the phones to work again, Tony, do you want to try pulling a card for somebody who maybe was on the phone or maybe is going to hear this later?
Yes. Okay. I have the Leap of Faith card. Archangel Metatron brings you this card to encourage you to take a leap of faith. You are fully empowered to follow a new path in life that is full of excitement and wonder. This is perfect for the new year. The opportunities for evolution and growth are truly unlimited if you just have faith in yourself and believe in your dreams. You have only to take the first step to find yourself on the way to a happier new life. Your angels and guides will send helpful people to assist you as you go along. You're encouraged to be proactive in researching whatever information is required. Don't let a lack of experience or self-confidence hold you back. You are meant to have the joy you seek. And the additional meanings of the card are being self-assured and believing in yourself. And I'd like to add something here. A very famous Sagittarian, and this is Sagittarius birth month, Winston Churchill, used to say that he was an optimist, and it was only because it made no sense to bet against himself. And I believe that 100%. So definitely believe in yourself. It costs you nothing. And the benefits are endless. And this is also an additional meaning is the joy of life, courage, and having the courage to follow your heart. Because it's now or never. That's the way what I say. And do you have a musical message, Kemp?
I do. This is from I don't know what year this is. You might have an idea, Tony. It's Dinah Shore.
I might. Oh yeah.
Dinah Shore, and the song is "There'll Be Some Changes Made."
Okay, I think that's probably the 40s. Could be.
Okay. And I'm not gonna sing it. I don't want to. I don't want to insult Dinah.
We want you to sing.
We don't. Nobody will ever call. But let me read this to you.
Okay.
They say don't change the old for the new, but I found out this will never do. When you grow old, you don't last long. You're here today, and then tomorrow you're gone. I loved a man for many years gone by. I thought his love for me would never die. He made some changes that would never do. From now on, I'm going to make some changes too.
That was the verse.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what I get from this is that, you know, we get this idea about relationships. And a lot of times it's because of, especially this time of year, the Hallmark Channel. But, you know, we get from romantic comedies and from books, and they all lead up to the characters getting together, and it's supposed to be happily ever after. And that's certainly what I want for everybody. But a lot of these stories give you the idea that the only difficult part was getting together. Once you've done that, it's smooth sailing and easy going for the rest of things. And mm-hmm. that's just not true, because you're two mm-hmm. different people, and you're going to do things that get on each other's nerves, and you're going to try not to, but then you're going to get annoyed that you don't get to do what you want to do. You don't get to watch the shows you want, or eat the food you want, or listen to the music you want. And it builds up and it causes problems. And what I would suggest is that you talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's yeah. one of the first things to go is communication. So if
yep.
you find that you're having some problems, talk it out. What's bugging you? And figure out a way to compromise if you can. It could be something, I'm not suggesting that if the other person is doing something horrible, if they're cheating on you or they're doing yeah. something else, I don't want to go down a long list of bad things they could be doing and put that energy out
right.
there. But
yeah.
But I think of the Seinfeld sitcom, and he used to break up with girls because she would eat her peas one pea at a time. Okay, that's silly, and it's sitcom, you know,
yeah.
it's comedy. It's it's supposed to be ridiculous. But in the grand scheme of things, are the things that are causing your problems that ridiculous, that small? Is it something that you can work through if you talk about it? And I got news for you. The thing that could be bugging you could be something that they have no idea they're even doing, or that they don't. It's not a big deal to them. So talk it out. Talk it out before it gets, and it's Christmas time. Talk it out.
Yep.
Remember why you're together in the first place. And if some changes need to be made, some changes need to be made. But that doesn't have to be a big change that, fine, we're done. It can be it can be smaller changes. Like, you know what? Okay, we're going to watch your show, and then we're going to watch my show. And it could be something that simple. Or, you know what? We are going to eat home more. Or we're going to eat out more.
Right.
Or I'm going to help you do this, and you're going to help do that. All of that stuff can go a long way. So I hope whoever
that
that's for
so
got
good.
To hear it. Well, thank you.
That was for everybody, by the way. Because
yeah,
I talk to people all day who are in crisis in their relationships. And if I had a recording of what you just said, that would enhance everyone's life. That is, in a nutshell, the way to have a good relationship. You're very good at relationships, Ken. That was good.
Well,
thank you.
I made plenty of mistakes And I learned and I figured some things out. And I figured out that maybe I'm not the most important person in the world. Maybe I'm not. But I figured out that compromise doesn't have to be a dirty word in a relationship. Nope. And that there can be some give and take. And when you do something for them because you love them, even if it's something you don't want to do, there's a good chance they're going to do something for you that maybe they don't want to do, but because they love you. And that's not the reason to do it, what you're going to get back. I'll do this, but, you know, you better, you know, it should be given freely that you're going to, you know what, I don't like Chinese food, but she loves it, so we're going to go to Chinese for dinner, and I am not going to complain.
That's good.
And that's, you know what, an hour, and you're done, and you're leaving the restaurant, you know, at the most. So it's not it doesn't have to be a big deal. We make these things.
We make
these
things. Most of our problems, right?
Yeah. We make, and it's not just relationships. We make most of our problems.
Yeah, we do.
We're our own worst enemies almost all the time. We do.
Get out of our own way.
Mm-hmm. I have figured out recently, actually, that I become really difficult when I have not had enough sleep. And when there's lots of days in a row, I'm not functioning at my best, and I'm not always reasonable. It's like, you know, the Snickers commercials where they, you know, maybe you where they're all very angry and maybe you need a Snickers bar. It's like that. And I think everybody has something like that you need to figure out what it is that sets you off, that makes you cranky, that makes you unreasonable, that makes you make things more difficult than they need to be, and recognize, I mean to turn this into a therapy session, but recognize what that is so that you can see it coming. It doesn't necessarily change how you feel, but you have a little bit of understanding. Because for me, when I am being kind of unreasonable, when I'm feeling really cranky, I have figured out a way to go, okay, maybe the entire world is against me, or perhaps I need a decent night's sleep. And really, when you can do that, then it makes it easier for you to be able to function. And you can go, okay, you know what? I don't need to send that email. I don't need to yell at my boss or my coworkers or my spouse or my kids or my dog. I need to take a nap. I need to get things done and go to bed early tonight and get 7 or 8 hours, and I will feel better tomorrow. And then when you do that, you realize, wow, I was close to being a real jerk. I'm glad that I was able to rein that in. Because it's tough. But the other side of that is, when you're feeling like that, you need to recognize it. Because if somebody else recognizes it and points it out to you, it just gets worse. You know, you're sounding kind of cranky. Are you getting enough sleep? Oh, man. And then just explode. Yeah. So you got to figure out, what are those things? You know what? I haven't had enough water to drink today. I'm not eating right. I ate a bunch of garbage it's Christmas time. We're all probably eating a lot of things we shouldn't be eating, but.
Yep.
But all of that has an impact on you. And, you know, and we make decisions when we're not at our best. And then we get mad because we made these dumb decisions and we have to deal with them. And everybody else is having fun and doing something good. And I have to do all this other stuff. And you can get nuts and you can take it out on people you love. And you don't want to do that, especially at this time of year. But
for sure.
Anyway, there's a nickel's worth of free advice.
That's very good.
Well, thank you.
Did anybody call us?
No, the phones don't seem to be. The phones don't seem
They're
to
not
be working.
Working.
Even though I'm dispensing such great advice, the phones
amazing.
Didn't seem to be working. Well, I have made plenty of mistakes, so I'm able to. I'm lucky to talk about. Yes, I have plenty to talk about because of all the mistakes that I've made.
Me too.
And I've been fortunate in that I have learned from some of them. So, for whatever that's worth. But
I think it's worth a lot. I really do. Especially since, as I said, I talk to so many people in the readings, and most of the calls that I get are about relationships. People need help. I wish they had a school for relationships. They should have it in the high school. Seriously. We should have some kind of relationship training. Wouldn't that be smart?
It would.
Right?
But I don't know if people would really go to it and take it seriously because so many people also think, I know what I'm doing. I don't need that. I'm not going to that kind of thing. But it is the number one thing people call psychic tapestry
It's
the number one thing that I do readings for. It's the number one thing I get messages and emails about. And we make it so complicated and so difficult and it doesn't
People
need
do.
To be.
They're their own worst enemies.
Yeah.
I hear it. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh. So what are we going to do now?
Well, we're going to figure out right here live on the show when we're going to be back on because usually it'll be 2 weeks. Usually it's 2 weeks from now, but 2 weeks from now is the day after Christmas. And I didn't know if you had plans that would make that.
I don't, but I don't know if that's a bad day to do it. It's up to you. I mean, I don't know. Are you busy?
No.
No. Right.
No, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
I don't have any plans as far as I know. Well, I do now.
Yeah.
So Tony and I will
now
be back
here.
2 weeks from night, 2 weeks from tonight, the day after Christmas. Hopefully the phones will work then.
Oh, I
That'd
hope
be
so.
Nice.
That would be very nice.
Santa, if you're listening, we tried to be good. If you could bring Blog Talk Radio some phones that work, that would be great.
That would be very wonderful. We would truly appreciate it.
So I guess we'll go ahead and wrap it up because I don't have one more anecdote to share. No, I probably do, but I'm not going to do that. So we'll be back 2 weeks from tonight. On the day after Christmas. And if you couldn't get through because the phones went kablooey, we'll be back in 2 weeks. If you don't want to wait, go to psychictapestry.com and click on our teachers and healers, and you can book private readings with either of us. Also with my wife, Lisa, who was here on the last episode. And I hope everybody listening has a very happy holiday, whatever you celebrate. If you don't celebrate anything at all, I hope you have a wonderful couple of weeks and take care of yourselves and make sure you remember to tell people that are important to you that you love them. I can't stress that enough. It's very important.
I agree.
And you'll be glad you did. And Tony, thank you so much for giving up part of your Tuesday for us.
And you know I love it, and I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you here, and I hope you and your family have a wonderful Merry Christmas, and I'm looking forward to talking to you in a couple weeks.
Yay! We'll have a lot to talk about.
I'm sure we will. Merry Christmas, everybody. Take care, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye, everybody. Love you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.